Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today in our program, we have a special guest, Jill Hostetler, who is my co-worker, and she's Assistant State Director for CEF of Illinois, and she especially oversees the Ministry for Child Evangelism Fellowship right here in Central Illinois. So Jill, thanks for being on the program today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, I heard a little rumor that CEF is the best-kept secret in town, so in order to combat that, our state office is holding an open house on Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 2. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what the purpose is and what's all happening?
Absolutely, yes. We're really excited to have that, and this is really the first time since we've moved to that location that we've done this. And so really the purpose is just to get people acquainted with CEF, help them to understand our materials, and let them know we have a bookstore. We have a lot of great materials that they can use. And we want also to let them get to know our ministries a little bit better. So we're hoping that churches will come and just see how they can reach children for Christ in their community, because really CEF is there to help equip the local church to do the work of evangelism and discipleship. And we want those kids established in a local church for Christian growth. And so we would love for them to come and see that and how we can help equip their children's workers. We also do teacher training. And so really it's just about relationship building.
Absolutely. We just want to meet our neighborhood. We want to meet our community and let them know that we're here to serve them. And we want to help them to reach their children for Christ. Now, I also heard that we're also doing some free stuff. And I heard there's several free things that we're doing. So what all is the free stuff that's happening at this open house?
Absolutely. We want it to be a benefit to everybody who walks in that door. And we're happy just to have people come. And we want to just show our appreciation by giving them an Easter Party Club lesson. So Easter is a great time of year to reach out to your community and also in your churches to share the gospel message. And so we're going to give one person per church is going to get an free Easter Party Club lesson. So that just doesn't include like a story, but it's also going to include games and ideas, you know, for all sorts of things that go into that. It's almost like an hour and a half long, and they give you the songs and everything to do. And so we're going to give those out. I'm also going to be conducting a free gospel workshop. So this is also going to just help people to know, how do you share the story of Jesus with children? And of course, we have gospel tools in our bookstore. And so we're going to be showing them, how do you use these tools? How can you use them effectively to share Jesus with the children around you and even others as well? So that class, I think, will be just helpful, that workshop. We're just hoping it's a blessing to people. And we're also, of course, going to have free food. You have to have food. So we are going to have a small luncheon.
Well, if I was listening to this and you told me that, I would show up just for the food alone.
That's
so
right.
Some people live to eat, other people eat to live. So I'm not telling which one I am.
Exactly.
But in that workshop, are you going to be the one that's teaching it?
Yes, I'm going to be doing that workshop. And we're actually going to do it two different times, so that hopefully as people, since it is an open house and they can come, you know, either earlier or later, that they have time to stay and be part of that workshop.
Now, the workshop, you're doing it on the gospel, but then you're giving them this Easter Party Club kit. Are you going to then have a follow-up training for this Easter Party Club lesson that they can also go to? And when is that?
Yes, we are. We are going to have an Easter Party Club workshop on Saturday, March 18th, and that is also free to come. And we will provide a lot of materials even. So they give you a lot of ideas in the kit, but we will help even flesh that out and give people things. You know, I make copies and all sorts of helps that go along with it. So it really is a value to come.
So tell us again, you know, when is this open house and what time is it, and who should come? I mean, who is it that you would encourage to come to this?
It is Saturday, February 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is at our CEF state office in Peoria, and that is at 708 East Archer. It's very easy to get to. And it is really for pastors and children's leaders, children's workers, you know, anybody interested in children's ministries and reaching out to children. I would encourage anybody to come. And so to learn more about that, you can go to our website, cefofillinois.com, or you can even call our office at 309-688-9699. And we would love to answer any questions you have about it or give you more information.
Well, that's great. Now, do they have to RSVP or can they just show up? Or?
Absolutely. Since it's an open house, absolutely. You can just show up. But we would, if you can RSVP, if you know you're going to come because we have these kits that we're setting aside, it would be helpful to know if you're planning attending.
So we make sure we have enough Easter Party Club kits so that you can have one for your church.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want everybody to be able to take one with them.
And don't forget the food. Enough food for everybody to get.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I want to talk a little bit more about our CEF materials. I recently was reading an article that actually one of our local chapters in Illinois up in Rockford, one of our staff people wrote, and it was so well written that I actually, I don't know if you remember, but I shared it with a staff at one of our staff meetings recently. And I wanted to share that with us today on the radio program, but also wanted to get your feedback on it. So I'm just going to go ahead and just read to you the article that I wrote. It said, it was the third day of 5-day club. The children who had been tending enjoyed coming and were like little sponges soaking everything up. When the time came for the Bible lesson, the summer missionary picked up her flashcards and began teaching. Things seemed to be going smoothly, but as she applied the truths from God's word and she asked the children questions reviewing what they had learned about God from the last few days, one of the girls raised her hand and asked this question. She said, "Who is God? I've been trying to figure out what you've been talking about these last couple of days, and I didn't even know which God you're talking about." And it says later on, they found out, the CEF missionaries, they found out that this little girl had never been to church. She was growing up never even having heard about God. Spiritually, she was like starving. But sadly, this is very common. At Child Evangelism Fellowship, when it first began in 1937, our audience of children had a biblical, solid foundation, at least an understanding about God. Like the Jews Peter was talking to in Acts chapter 2, where children, they had a clear understanding of who God is back in our early culture in the 1900s. But now, our audience has changed, and children, they no longer have this biblical foundation that our country once had. And like the Greeks Paul was speaking to in Acts chapter 17, children now are immersed in a secular culture wondering, which God? What God? There's a God who loves me? Really? Who is this God that you're talking about? Because of this cultural shift from a biblical worldview to a secular worldview, children are starving spiritually. And the article goes on to say that as a result of this, Child Evangelism Fellowship, we've been in ministry now for 80 years, that we have actually had to revise our curriculum to help not only CEF workers and our CEF staff and our CEF volunteers, but help our curriculum to more meet this need of addressing that our children are growing up not even having this foundation spiritually like we used to have in this country. And so I would just want to ask you from your perspective, Jill, have you found this to be true, that children are really like this today, that they, like, when you go in to do a presentation or a Bible club, that almost there's no biblical foundation of who God is? Have you found that to be true?
Absolutely, we have. And they don't have that background that they used to have. And so we are having, you know, I've had it where a little boy turned to me and he just said, is this true? You know, what happened? I think it was like the story of Noah. Mm. And he's like, did that really happen? And absolutely it did. And so, yeah, they're lacking that foundation. And so with CEF, we're really hoping to help the church to reach these children with the gospel and help with that foundation, restoring that biblical foundation to these children through our CEF materials. That's what they're designed to do. You know, they incorporate the gospel. We have foundational series that really start from, you know, assuming that the children know nothing. And so it can be really helpful, I think, for pastors and children's workers to look at our material and see how they can maybe apply it to their children's ministry and even as an outreach.
Well, let's drill down on this a little bit, Jill. What would you say is like an example of a foundational lesson that CF would have that's unique that other curriculums may not, you know, other churches may not be used to, that how CF is unique in that perspective.
Well, I think that, you know, we, through those foundational series lessons we have, it talks about, you know, we have one series of God, the Creator King. So it really just talks about from the very beginning, how did it all begin? We don't assume that they understand Adam and Eve, you know, and that creation. They don't, the kids don't know those names anymore. They don't know the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. And so we start with just the basics and kind of just give them an overview of who God is, who they are, who Jesus is, what he did for them, and how they can come to a saving knowledge of him.
Mm-hmm. And understanding how the problem of sin came into the world.
Absolutely.
Well, I agree with you. Absolutely. If there's one thing that you could say to people who know nothing or churches who know nothing about Child Advancement Fellowship, what would that be? Or in other words, why should they consider looking at the ministry of CEF? Why would you encourage them to come to this open house and to look at CEF?
I think for those churches that are wanting to reach out to their communities, they're wanting to reach children for Christ and equip their people to do that. I think CEF is there to really help to equip you. I mean, that's what we do. And so we would love to partner with local churches. And so I would love that to see them take advantage of what we have to offer.
Well, I agree, absolutely. And we do not want to be the best kept secret in town. In fact, we want to break that. And that's why we want to invite you, Jill and I, and our whole staff at our state office here in Peoria. We want to invite you to come to our CEF open house on Saturday, February the 25th from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And again, you can just check out our website at cefofillinois.com or call us at 309-688-9699. That's our state office number. And just give us a call or just come, and we'd just love to meet you and get to know you and help you and serve you in any way. But you know, even if you are not able to come to our open house, I would just encourage you to pass the word to anyone in your church and any other friends that you have that are believers in the Lord that have a heart and care about children, and just invite them to come. And even if that doesn't work at all, just give us a call and you can stop by our office anytime. But again, we want to encourage you to come to the open house, and we want to get that Easter Party Club kit in your hand, and also encourage you to come to that free gospel workshop training on how to lead children to Christ in gospel tools and object lessons. Love to see you. We really would like to have you come. Jill, just again, we just want to thank you for being with us here today, and just thank you for all that you do for the Lord and for boys and girls to know him. And thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. And until next week, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Child Advancement Fellowship invites you to an open house on Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 2 at our state office in Peoria. All pastors and children's workers are welcome. Visit our bookstore filled with Gospel Center materials. Learn more about our CEF ministries to help you reach children for Christ. Attend a free workshop on gospel tools and sharing the story of Jesus, and receive a free Easter Party Club kit for your church's Easter outreach. For more information, visit our website at cefofillinois.com.